this is by no means a new debate. This conversation has been going on for years and years. But what specific programs are Republicans proposing right now?
Yeah, thanks for having me. So I think the most important thing to look at probably is a state that has unified Republican control, that there's not a Democratic governor and there's a Republican legislature. So states like Georgia, Arizona, Texas. And if you look at Georgia specifically, there's basically talks to scale back its absentee program, its absentee mail voting program, which Democrats used to great effect in 2020. The most severe version would be turning it into an excuse-based system, meaning not everybody can use it, not every voter can use it. But the most likely outcome at this point would be to have some sort of voter ID requirement to go along with voting via the mail. In Georgia, when you vote in person, you only have to present an ID. So the proposals from Republicans there would, at a minimum, add ID requirement to mail voting.
How much this has to do with the repeated claims this time around of voter fraud, these unsubstantiated repeated voter fraud claims?
Yeah, a lot of it does. You know, a lot of these cases across the country from Republicans are saying, well, either they outright claim there was fraud, which, to be clear, there wasn't, or they cite people's diminished trust in the election. That's true. There has been diminished trust in this election, but the root of that diminished trust is the now former president's campaign to discredit the election results. This was, by all accounts, all legitimate accounts, a secure election that didn't have, you know, widespread systemic fraud, none of that. But the difference was the then president of the United States spent what felt like his every waking moment attacking the election results. There's going to be diminished trust in an election when that happens, and using that to justify kind of tightening the rules is kind of where we're at right now.
All right. If activists oppose this, if Democrats oppose it, what can they do to try to counter these efforts?
Well, again, if you're in a state like if a lot of these states where there's split government, where Democrats control the governorship and Republicans control the legislature, a state like Michigan, Pennsylvania, these laws are unlikely to be passed. In those other states, what Democrats will likely do and what voting right groups will likely do is they'll sue in a court and it will kind of gum up any changes to law for a while based off federal lawsuits. It could be years until a lot of these are resolved, basically.
Now, we just had a census and the Biden administration has let go of the Trump administration's effort not to count undocumented immigrants. What could any redistricting efforts, how could they play into this particular effort?
Yeah, so first you have to get the actual census apportionment data, which we still don't have, and we really don't even know when it's coming. But, you know, again, it depends on who draws the map lines in these states. If you're in a state that's unified Republican control, you presume that Republicans draw themselves more favorable maps, and same would be said of Democrats in a Democratic-controlled state. So, you know, that would really drive it up to the federal level or in the state house, the state level, where states that currently have unified control would only kind of probably see more severely gerrymandered maps.